Now time for our Valley Heights locker room chat here on KMCA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined now by the girls basketball coach, that is Jordan Brockstrom, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. A 19-win season a year ago and a trip to the state tournament, a fourth-place finish in the classification for the Mustangs. And coach, obviously a very good and talented team returning. But just the final thoughts on last year and a fourth-place finish in the classification.
I was really pleased with how last season finished. We had a strong senior class, and they were a great group of leaders and just overall wonderful people to be around, and kind of upperclassmen that you want to lead your program and model for the younger kids of what the expectations are and what it should look like. And they competed night in, night out, and went to this competitive 2A state tournament, and I thought we played well there and ended up with a fourth place finish, so I was pleased with that.
Yeah, and you guys defeated the top and number one seed in the first round in Wichita County. So, obviously, wouldn't necessarily say an upset to a degree, but when you just look at it from a seeding standpoint, like, yeah, people look at it and see it. And obviously a big accomplishment for your team and finishing in fourth place. You know, you enter your ninth year at the helm here of this program. What's maybe different about this roster compared to years past?
The last few years we haven't had much size, and we've kind of had to change the way we play in terms of defensive coverages and maybe some scheming things here and there. But we've tried to pick up pace a little bit and play faster. But we've had athletes at Valley Heights, and we've had really hard workers. So it's been a wonderful time coaching the kids here. They really put it all on the floor night in, night out, and I never have to question their effort or intensity that they bring. And what more could you ask for as a coach?
Yeah, you guys will have a lot of good guards and multiple, you know, returning starters. You know, I'll start here with Ava Smith, you know, a 3-year starter, very athletic, can score really at every level, you know, on the floor, one of the better defenders on the team. Talk about Ava and just kind of the expectations for her another year starting.
Yeah, it's always fun to see. It seems like every year we have kind of some freshman, sophomore impact players, and then they become juniors and seniors, and then they're leaders and their roles kind of change. And but Ava has a heck of a motor. She is one of the most competitive kids I've ever coached. And what you see in her on game day is exactly what we see every day in practice. She just goes hard in everything she does. And it makes our team better. It makes our guards better at handling the ball. And she pushes people. And we're fortunate to have her pushing us in practice on a daily basis. And it helps her and it helps our team. So we're lucky to have her.
And then Mia Vermetten as well, another player returning with 3 years of starting experience. What do you see from her and kind of the expectations?
Mia, just she's more soft-spoken. The intensity and effort is always there in the same way. She's such a smart player. She has great vision. She handles the ball well. She just is a fun player to watch because she always makes the right pass, makes the right play. She does the little things well. She boxes out. She plays wonderful defense, one of our primary defenders. And it's nice when your top players on your roster are your hardest workers.
You got a lot of depth, you know, in the backcourt. Tessa Miller, Ann Torber, Josie Parker, just naming off some players here, Paige Miller, Lindsey Gray. It seems like the quality of depth is at least going to be there in terms of the backcourt this year.
Yeah, I feel comfortable at where we're at with our guards. They're fast. They like to play fast. They like to push the ball. They like to play up tempo. So it's kind of a bit of our style right now. And they've bought in and they've worked hard, and I think we'll see some younger kids have an impact on our team this year that maybe didn't see as much varsity floor last season because we had so many upperclassmen, seniors. But we definitely have roles to fill, and there's opportunities for kids to find court time. They just need to find their role and kind of develop and figure out what they can do to help us be successful.
How about a test tonight in the season opener against Marysville? What can you tell us about them and just kind of the expectations for game number one?
Yeah, we're excited to play Marysville. We're happy to keep them on our schedule, and just because it's a close game, and they're a well-coached team, and they kind of play a similar style recently that we do. So it challenges us, and they've gotten better year in and year out. And we know that they have a lot of talent returning, and they've definitely got us beat in the size department. So we're gonna have to play physical and match their size. But we're super excited to kick off the season with Marysville. We have a lot of respect for their program and their head coach and their athletes, and they're just really good kids, and they play hard and they play the right way, and it's just the opponent you'd want to open up with.
Valley Heights girls basketball coach, that is Jordan Brockstrom, joining us, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs taking on Marysville tonight in the season opener. 19 wins a year ago, certainly more high expectations for 24-25 for Coach Brockstermann and company. Coach, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.